Hello.
Hi, this is Al from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. May I know what is the year of your birth?
1951.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree. Advanced certificate. Systems analysis.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm American.
Okay. May I know what is your race?
Everything.
Would that be white, Caucasian, black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian,
Pacific? All of them except Asian and Alaskan.
All right. So that includes Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes, American Indian, Irish, Scottish, African, Indian.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. And how satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? We said you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
I'm never satisfied.
So would that be very dissatisfied with the country?
Well, I'm dissatisfied. Somewhat.
Satisfied? Somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state in local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning you're neither likely
extremely
nor
likely to vote?
Okay. Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated. And
10.
Mean you're extremely motivated.
100. Off the charts.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power
10.
At all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
In thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. I'm going to read your list. First one says Israel and Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform, police violence. Then next one, cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, abortion, student loan forgiveness, climate change, crime and violence, healthcare, immigration, racism and discrimination, jobs and economy, or teaching history in school?
I'd say jobs and economy, but all of them are important to me.
Okay.
All of them are important.
Can you select a second one?
That's pretty difficult. Defending democracy.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I would like to, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people in some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, And zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. First one is Joe Biden.
9.
Thank you. About Project 2025.
0. Below 0.
About Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you.
Plus.
And how about Congressional Black?
10.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress.
10.
Next one, J.D. Vance.
Below 0.
Okay. And how about Donald Trump?
Below 0. A creep.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump,
yes,
or third party independent candidate, or are you undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
Very certain. Very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided?
Democratic.
Thank you.
Who is your company? Who do you represent?
We're working with Opinion Research.
Who are they?
Opinion Research. More information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell more details about the company. But would you say that Democrats keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises?
Say that again. I didn't hear.
Well, you said that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises.
They can't keep their promises because the Republicans won't cooperate. It's not their fault. They keep their promises. They don't get any cooperation from the Republicans.
So we said that none of their promises, only a few of their promises,
They keep all of their promises. They keep all of their promises.
All of their promises. Thank you. Now, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
More likely.
Much
I'm very enthusiastic. Much more likely. Top of the scale. 10.
Thank you. And
10 or higher.
Thank you. Thank you. Thinking about your vote for Congress, you said you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Wow. More to keep my people in.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people might say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, when black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one says, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families, with 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping out to just 11%. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this part. Again, thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Next one says, corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by black Americans who pay more in junk fees such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on this predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of black Americans. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Next one, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investment to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And the last one says, as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines fee-free. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. In thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to two options. First one, we have made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. Next one,
yes.
When we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our communities stronger. Or
yes.
We have the power to deliver that what our communities need when we vote. Or they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. Or we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
Wow, that's very difficult. They're all very good. They're all of equal importance.
And if you have to decide two of them, which one will you select? Number one, two, three, or four?
One and two.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Should cover the one and two should cover three and four.
Thank you so much. And we have just a few more questions to ask you again, and we're done with this. As you may
know, I'm listening to the Democratic Convention.
Oh, yeah, we're almost done here. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices. this November, how likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10 meaning you're extremely motivated to vote, 5
10,
meaning you're...
10. 10.
0 meaning... Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you're not at all motivated, and
10
means you're extremely motivated.
Very motivated. 10.
Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again,
I'm not changing my mind.
If the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, Republican candidate?
Yes.
Are you?
Democratic.
You?
Democratic.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative?
Progressive.
Very progressive or somewhat
yes.
progressive?
Very.
Okay. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary?
Retired.
Retired. Unemployed. Retired. Okay.
Retired.
Who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president or were you?
Democrats.
Joe Biden. Okay.
Yes.
Last one says, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$85,000.
Thank you so much. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Periodically. Maybe 7.
Well, I'm sorry. Would that be more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, never?
Maybe twice a month.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
You as well.
Thank you.